is a clip of Mrs. Clinton in India yesterday. All right, hold on.
Trump won. I win the coalition. The map of the United States. There's all that red in the middle where Trump won. I win the coasts. I win, you know, Illinois and Minnesota, places like that. But what the map doesn't show you is that I won the places that represent two-thirds of America's gross domestic product. So I won the places that optimistic, diverse, dynamic, moving forward. And his whole campaign, Make America Great Again, was looking backwards. You know, you didn't like black people getting rights. You don't like women, you know, getting jobs. You don't want to, you know, see that Indian American succeeding more than you are. Whatever your problem is, I'm going to solve it. So it was a symptom, but it was also a cause, because having someone run for president who voices those ideas, who rejects so much of the American story and our values, was also the underlying cause as well.
Folks, this
the map of the United States.
This woman is absolute. She is. I'm telling you, just as I kept saying during the campaign, this woman is. She's like Pelosi. She is bat poop crazy. Bat poop crazy. Now. And when you've been hanging around as many demons as she has, that'll make you bat poop crazy. I want to point something else out to you, though, if you'll just wait until the... I'll give you the time cue on the video so that you can see. I only caught this. India Today Conclave is where this event is. You have to see this stage that she is on. From the distant perspective, from when you pan back, there it is. Okay, if you fast forward to 58 seconds, you'll see the stage. India Today Conclave 2018, and then in the center is this ginormous logo of sorts, which is rectangular, but it's taller rather than wider, right? It has a ginormous communist red border. The type India Today Conclave is in demonic communist red. The guy, I don't know who the pinko commie-looking dude is in the conclave, who's, you know, he's got his thumb resting on his chin because he's smarter than you and I. The background behind the pseudo-pinko commie is diabolical Beelzebub communist red. Who do you think is gathered at this conclave? Now, I love the part about, well, if you had a problem with Indians getting jobs that were intended for you. Who thinks there is an Indian that does she mean? Does she talking about Geronimo? I don't mean any offense to you that are American natives or Native Americans. Is she talking about reservation dwellers, or is she talking about? I am so happy to be in India taking your order and pretending that I am in California. Yes, thank you for calling Dell Computer Customer Service. Can I have your serial number on the bottom of your computer? Yeah, dude, I had to pick that up. I will wait while you go pick the 16-pound computer up, turn it upside down, and look at the very small print, and give me the serial number of the computer. I cannot help you until I get serial number. I must say, though, this is how the elite ruling masters look at the rest of us. We hate everyone. We live in fear of people taking our... We live in fear of people that don't look like us getting the better of us. I don't live in fear of people don't... You know what I live in fear? I live in fear of people that do look like me trying to get the better of me. And of course, of those who are harboring and carrying around little Beelzebubians. But this is quite instructive, I might say, that it's been finally revealed now what Mrs. Clinton really thinks about all the people that did not vote for. So in other words, all the smart people that are responsible, you know, for creating jobs and commerce and all the great material things. Now, are you noticing what our theme has been for the last 2 years here on the Crusade Channel? It is a material world. And look, President Trump got ahead because he promised material things to people. And now he's delivering material things. But it is a material world. There is no heaven. There is no hell. There is no such thing as a holy death. There is no such thing as a blessed eternity. There is no judgment. There is no four final things. Yeah, there may be death, but so what? You died. How many toys did they pack in your coffin with you? This really is a window into the soulless, heartless, and completely devoid of any form and of any remnant of the virtue of charity, Christian charity, that we all got at baptism. Looking at Mrs. Clinton, listening to her squeal and drone on here, ought to chastise you and ought to remind you she is not alone. Now, she is in a small, small minority, but these people control so much wealth, folks. Don't kid yourself. You and I, as David versus Goliaths, have absolutely no chance against these people whatsoever. But wait a minute, turn, play. The little children are crying on the way to school. You're scaring them. Can I finish? Okay, I'm going to finish. But there's one more thing, as Steve Jobs used to say. But wait. There's one more thing. She lost. She lost. She was not victorious. Do you know what I can't remember what the exact odds were, but I do remember that in early October 2016, that Vegas was begging people to bet on a Trump win to even out the landslide of gambling money that was going Mrs. Clinton's way. There was no way she was going to lose, okay? This was written in the cards. He's an idiot. He's just a bamboozler. You know, he's a blank. He's a blank you-know-what grabber. And you just grab him by the blank. He's a liar. He's this. He's in collusion with the Russians. I mean, you name it. No way this guy could possibly be the smartest, most genius female ever in the history of smart genius females. And yet it happened, didn't it? Now, I might add at this juncture, who amongst all your talk radio mafia heroes predicted it consistently and never wavered even when I was told? In the morning of, political activist pollster type, former Crusade Channel host Mark Kreslins was on this channel predicting a Hillary landslide. Well, you know, it's all over. It's a good campaign, and, you know, this Trump guy is just, he could have done a lot of good, but, you know, the numbers just aren't there. He's not going to win. What did your kind, humble host tell you on that day? What did I tell him before he left the air? You're wrong, dude. He is going to win. What? Better church, please. How can you say things like that? Mike, that's just a stress talking. You're just trying to get an audience for the day. Yeah, sure, it's a stress talking. let me reiterate. The elite ruling masters don't have the numbers, but they do have the money and they do have the power. And they have succeeded in making many parts of our lives miserable. And subject to misery, I might add. So how is it that we possibly have a chance against them? Well, it's the same